You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, Deontay Johnson gets cut, and it leads the headlines in Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders becomes the third team quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I wanted to send this to you guys. It was the second headline on ESPN.com. Number two. Two. Carlos Santana here, 11 years. We didn't get one question. Not one. One of the most legendary Guardians since 2000. Leave the 90s Indians out of it. Not one. Not one. Like, hey, wait, he's going to be waived. Can anybody? Nothing. I hope I'm wrong by the end of the day, but I got Mitch scouring because, you know, Mitch is going to freak out. He's going to be like, oh, Ken's going to go crazy if I can't find this. Mitch,
if you would use the term, it's interesting because, you know, sometimes we jumble words together. They lose their meaning or whatever. Legend. You think Carlos Santana is considered a legend?
I think there's younger people who love Carlos Santana.
I've never thought of him as a legendary figure.
Okay, but one of the great guardians of this era. Okay, fine. If we're gonna, I don't want to sit here and mince words, but Deontay Johnson was here for a month, and his fall from grace has been something that's outrageous because we don't see that a lot except with Steelers wide receivers, and he was a Steelers wide receiver. But Deontay Johnson was here for a month, and it's a peppering of Deontay Johnson. Albert Breer was with Afternoon Drive yesterday. Now Albert Breer's a football guy, and he had something to say about, you know, the whole Deontay Johnson deal.
Big part of it is whether or not you can trust him. You know what I mean? If you give him a spot on the team and he doesn't have a certain role, is he going to do all the right thing? That's important, you know? A lot of times with guys like him, like, you can keep them in line if they've got a real role, right? Like, if they're a starter. But if the guy like that's not a starter, are you better off keeping him in where maybe you're not sure you can trust him? Or are you better having a younger developmental player in that spot? You know, like, I think that's sort of what it comes down to when we're talking about those things. It's also, you know, like, part of it's a function of your special teams value and what was he bringing from a special teams standpoint. Because once you get down, you know, your fourth receiver, your fifth receiver, your sixth receiver, now you're talking about those guys having to contribute to the team in other ways, like outside just the offense.
Again, 40 seconds of Deontay Johnson commentary from Albert Breer. I can't get one thing on Carlos Santana. Not one. Like, that's part of what makes the NFL the NFL, is that they blow everything out of proportion. Everything is a big deal. Third-team quarterbacks for the Browns. Yes, his name is a big name. It's the second biggest headline on ESPN. I can't get one over there about one of the better guardians of this era? One of the better Indian/guardians of this era? It's just, I don't know. The whole Deontay Johnson thing, I agreed with it with Jonathan in the afternoon where he's like, man, I'm hearing a lot of people like kind of giving their sympathy to Deontay Johnson. He messed up his own career. Like, if he was a guy who never got off the mat because of injuries, it's just, man, this isn't going to work out. This sucks. Like, the Browns have had a couple of guys like that. Like, yeah, I could see the sympathy given. Like, this guy had it, and then he walked away from a couple of teams like mid-game, mid-season, really asinine stuff. So I don't need to sit there and give him my sympathy.
Yeah, he's a cautionary tale. There's a bunch, especially at that position, wide receivers in the NFL that had a ton of talent. It's why when the Browns picked him up, I saw people immediately, it's always the same people, but the Browns fans on social media, whoa, this is a steal. And I'm like, you guys realize there's a career here that predated this day in which you were reacting to this. Like, it wasn't hard to find, you know, how many situations he's either sabotaged or whatever. And then he came in, and I think he had like a good week and a half. And people, I remember, because the conversations were all out there and people were calling us, this is going to be a big deal for Andrew Berry. And this is going to be a big deal for whoever wins the starting quarterback job. Like, to have a guy like this is capable of 70 catches. And I'm like, were you guys in a coma the last 5 years? Because guys like this can be tantalizing all the time. They just, when they're on their fifth stop, like, come on. Yeah. When does it ever turn around?
To me, it was just an indication of how desperate the wide receiver room is.
How bad the quarterback room is.
No, I thought wide receiver. You're talking about Deontay Johnson?
I'm sorry, I
thought it was just an indication how bad the wide receiver room is. Albert Breer did have something to note here. Do I want to play this for everybody, or are they going to get upset?
I've got it in the queue.
I mean, we got to do it. So here's Albert Breer on the rookie QBs and another QB after the Pickett trade. Go ahead.
People have talked to me about this in very vague terms, so please take it that way. I think Watson's going to be cleared in October or November. Like, I think it's going to be at some point in that, like, general time range. So you're talking about, like, middle of the season somewhere. He's going to be available, and then, you know, you're probably going to come to a point where you got to put him on your 53-man roster. That means walking away from a player. Is that player one of the quarterbacks we'll see? Trading Pickett now sort of gets you ahead of that problem a little bit, like, where there's just no way you're going to carry 5 quarterbacks on your roster. So now your whole, you know, four quarterback conundrum is solved for now and probably solved for later, because you did feel comfortable and you had accounted for the idea that you were going to have 4 quarterbacks to begin with. And look, like, I think the whole piece of it about, like, what this means as far as those guys playing, it certainly creates a clear path for them to play, but I think the equation is still the same.
By the way, Pittsburgh's carrying 4 quarterbacks to start their season. There are 4 quarterbacks on their active roster right now to start their year. It's a troubling thought. It is a troubling, troubling thought. Like, that's why, guys, I want them to, if the season ain't going to go our way, I want Joe to do well.
But what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But if the season doesn't go our way, which it probably ain't going to go our way, even though I'm taking the over on wins, and I'll tell you why coming up at 6:43, if it isn't going to go our way, I want it to space out a little bit and make sure that Dylan would be ready, then Shador would be ready, and space that out so we don't have to see anybody else. Because even the people who go, the circus is in town and you guys are all the clowns of the entire area talking about Shador, there's a curiosity there. There's definitely a curiosity to Dylan Gabriel going, hey, were they all the writers right? Because people love to prove writers wrong. Were the writers right or were the writers wrong about training camp, about Dylan Gabriel? The other guy will make people go away. The other guy will turn fans away from the Cleveland Browns this year. I don't want that. I don't want it. I'll watch.
Just said, there's no
the
more,
other guy will turn the fans
there's
away.
There's no more curiosity about Deshaun.
No. No, this thing will end probably by June 1st of next year, probably earlier than that, and that's it. And
yeah, the only I would say the only
it's
curiosity
a bad chapter in our history, and we're ready to move on.
Yeah, the problem is, I saw people talking about this yesterday that are kind of plugged into the NFL and they understand, you know, how the cap works and everything, and they're like, you're still looking at Deshaun on the roster for another year after this. Like, there's no way they're going to absorb the cap hit that they would absorb that is still left. Like, he's going to be on this team unless he got injured. Because I heard an afternoon show yesterday was saying, yeah, you know, he's probably going to come out again and you're going to see more workout videos, and then there's going to be a setback. And that would not shock me. That does make sense. I don't think they're getting I think the days of hoping that the Browns are going to get some big settlement, you know, some insurance settlement, you know, that is, I think that's not happening. I think you could just tell by what you're seeing out of Deshaun. Like, he is trying to come back. He's not.
Well, because his career is on the line. His career is on the line. Like, right. if he doesn't play, if he doesn't prove that he's healthy this year, it's like, who really wants
right.
that for the future? So he wants to get on the field so he can prove he has some zeal. I don't think he wants to be here as much as anybody else wants him to be here, guys. I think that he's ready for a change of scenery, and certainly Browns fans are ready for a change of scenery when it comes to that as well. I think, though, that he knows that he's got to show something that, hey, the Browns are moving in a different direction. I got to move in a different direction. I'm getting my money no matter what. I want to still be able to play football and double dip and go ahead and do those things. And that only comes with him being able to be on the field. If he doesn't hit the field this year, it makes it more difficult to bring him in because you're bringing a lot of different conversations when you bring him in.
Yeah, but you said, and I think it's accurate, nobody wants to see him. There's no enthusiasm anymore. He still has some fans, sure. That's about it. But if he were to put together, we saw last time, when he put together a half of football, what that did to the fandom and
yes.
big sections of the Browns fans. What if he did something like that again? What if he came in an emergency situation in November and put together a half? I've seen a lot of bad quarterbacks put a half together.
Well, all of a sudden we want to save this thing.
What if he did it?
If he had a second half against Baltimore, yeah. but he had a second half
and like
against
Dylan and Shador look like they're not NFL quarterbacks or whatever.
Yeah, I want to see what Lenoris Sellers looks like in the Palmetto Bowl. That's what I'm more interested in. That's what I'm much more interested in. Hey, if he's able to, fine. There's a little bit of a sliver there that he's paid off on the $230 million yeah. or whatever it is now guaranteed, because the number seems to grow and change and fluctuate every time we say the sentence. But I'm ready to move on. And let me be abundantly clear. I don't argue his right to work as a professional football player. That's not my argument. My argument is that fans simply don't want him on the field. They don't want to see him. They will tolerate a lot of other things. They are curious to see Shador, even if they don't like Shador. And there's a lot of people who like Shador who want to see Shador. Before him, there'll be Dylan Gabriel. And we just went over that. But when it comes to him, I think a lot of people go click, and that's it. And if he does anything great, Ken and Anthony will tell me about it. That's about it. And they will move on. And I don't want that to happen. So if he plays, he plays.
And I don't begrudge him for trying to play. Are you for the first time thinking there's a shot he'll get on the field this year?
I told you last week I think there's a shot he gets on the field this year. If they've got rid of Kenny Pickett, I said yesterday, go, hey, we're one quarterback closer to the rookies. We're also one quarterback closer to Deshaun Watson. Because in 4 weeks or 5 weeks after the, you know, he's off the IR and we actually go through the calendar here, he'll be a conversation to have about, should we carry four quarterbacks again? And we probably will carry four quarterbacks again. Because I think that he'll be eventually cleared to practice to some level to be able to play. I'm not sure. And if one of the other guys are there, you can always say, we feel that quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel, Shador, enter their names whenever you want to. You can even bring back Joe and say, I'm trying to win football games, and I feel that this guy is better for our chance to win football games. And it's your opinion as the head coach, and you can say whatever you want to, and that's fine. But if there's only one guy in the cupboard, there in your Mother Hubbard, you better be able to play the guy, because you can't just refuse his right to work if that's going to be the way it goes. So you can go right on ahead and do it. I think a lot of people are thinking, hey, this is going to be a nice, easy settlement. He goes on, we go on, everybody's our separate ways. We can forget about this ugliness of the last how many years and move forward finally. It ain't going to be that easy. because he still is trying to resurrect a career for his future. I don't think he wants to leave it where he's carted off the field while he's crying under a towel after an injury.
While fans are cheering it.
There was not that many fans who cheered it.
It sounded like it on TV.
There were some, but there were not that many fans who cheered it. I was in the stadium, for crying out loud.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.